So as we continue where we left off in our last study from verse 14 of the chapter 8, we know this now was the second day, and this were the chief of the fathers and other leaders, the Levites, the priests, and Ezra. And they came unto Ezra to understand the words of the law. And it says simply in verse 14 that they found written in the law something that they were supposed to do. The word was presented to them, and they found written in it something that they should have been doing for a long time that they had not been doing. And having been exposed to the word, they then immediately respond, as we see in the last couple of verses of this chapter, and they do exactly what they were supposed to do. But I found it interesting, and I think we should touch on this, the timing of the portion of scripture that Ezra read and the timing that they were in. I don't think these things were coincidence. I think we want to develop that thought a little bit, and the applicability.
Is that a word?
Sounds good.
That word of the scripture and how God would at the right time bring what is needed for whatever situation or time or issue that we might be facing. And so how the scripture is very applicable for all times, but specifically that the Lord would present us with certain portions of scripture that are more applicable for a situation we might be in than at other times. I think this is an example of that. But in verse 14, it says that they found written. I was very impressed with that thought, that they just found written in it. They opened the book. They didn't have knowledge of this before, or they forgot it, or it wasn't passed down like it should have been. But they simply found written, and their hearts again having wept, had having the word spoken before them, they realized that their hearts were in a position that was ready to respond to what the word of God would say. And I wonder if that would be our attitude and our response sometimes, when if the Lord would impress upon our hearts something, and we open the word and we find something that we're supposed to do. It could be something as simple as forgiving somebody that may have wronged us. And we open and we read in Matthew that, you know, if you come and bring your gift to the altar and you remember somebody has something against you, you leave it there. And just something as simple as that, that would we have hearts that are ready to respond to the word, to what the word of God says in this way. That maybe it's something we didn't know before, maybe something we forgot or didn't realize, but at one point we found it. And what do we do with it once we find it? And so being able to apply what the word of God says to our lives. And I was just thinking, and it's on the outline of the verse in Psalm 119, where the psalmist would say, "The entrance of your words giveth light." And I wonder how often sometimes we lack direction and we don't have the light that we think we need for a decision we're going to make or something we're contemplating or whatever. And we go to all different sources but accept the light. And Thomas would say it gives understanding to the simple. We talked about that earlier, the fact that we need understanding and the simple. People like you and me, simple people that could just, as Brother Amos was talking about earlier, that have the Spirit of God dwelling within them, that could bring out and understand very complicated things that many wise men in this world can never understand without the Spirit of God. And so bringing in the light to give understanding. The entrance of your words giveth light. And how often we need light, but we don't go to the right sources. We go to our friends, we go to our parents, we go to many other sources that may be good in and of themselves, but God's word. And certainly those individuals can point us to the light to show us from the word what the answer might be to our problem or question, but God's word is sufficient. And it says that we can go to the light to get direction and understanding.
Just to read the verse again that was mentioned this morning in James 1 concerning how often we go to other sources and for anything, whatever, and Dave was saying any question or contemplation or anything, and I think Jason mentioned it, that but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And I mean, he speaks to us through his word, and if any of us lack wisdom, we need to be in the word, and we need to be constantly in the word, I feel. And that's personally been a big thing for me, and we talked about it in devotions last night as well, how, I shared how, personally, I've learned to just go to the Lord first, as opposed to leaving Him. We often leave Him as a last resort, and we often leave the Word to the side when contemplating or wondering about a decision. And I read in Isaiah chapter 2, it says, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22 says, "Stop regarding man whose breath of life is in his nostrils, for why should he be esteemed?" And that verse really spoke to me in the last little while concerning being in the Word as opposed to looking for other sources of enlightenment.
Maybe somebody could read the verses in Leviticus 23 about the Feast of Tabernacles, so we get a context of what they read in Ezra, what they're talking about. I guess I could read it. Okay, so I'm reading from Leviticus 23, verse 33. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days shall ye offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be a holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering, and a meal offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon this day, beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. And on the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees and willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord.